The judge who presided over the trial of convicted Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev is defending the way he handled the case. Federal Judge George O'Toole made his first public comments about the case at a Boston College Law School forum yesterday, insisting the defendant and the media in this intensely covered trial were treated fairly. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
The judge opened his remarks with this disclaimer about the Tsarnaev trial.
I will not address the merits of any of the legal issues in the case. As you know, the case is in the very early stages of an appeal, and it would be very inappropriate for me to make any comments about any potential appellate issues.
Throughout his remarks, O'Toole largely stuck to that pledge, simply explaining the nuts and bolts of how to handle a high-profile trial. But the judge opened up somewhat during a question-and-answer session where he was asked about the racial makeup of the nearly all-white Tsarnaev jury. O'Toole says, in the process of jury selection, voir dire, you don't always get a perfect ethnic cross-section of the community.
By the time that gets to the actual winnowing out for the many reasons that somebody can be excluded at a close voir dire, you lose control of the fair cross-section.
O'Toole specifically pointed to the defense rejecting a prospective Hispanic juror who was working dispatch for Northeastern University Police the night of the marathon bombings. He says her job, not her ethnicity, made her unfit to be on the Tsarnaev jury. O'Toole's been criticized for what some say was unnecessary secrecy in the Tsarnaev proceedings, but the judge says he believes he always treated the public and the media fairly.
I know we have some press members here who may have a different view, but we went to considerable effort to understand the needs of the media and to provide for them.
O'Toole says there was enormous interest in the Tsarnaev trial. There were hundreds of applications for media credentials, and 72 media outlets asked for seats in a courtroom where 30 seats had been set aside for them. As for all the documents from the terrorism trial that are still under seal, O'Toole says which ones are made public is largely up to the lawyers.
We're keeping a little heat on them to come up with joint lists. We've given them a couple of extensions, and I appreciate that they're not only deciding whether the whole document can be unsealed now, but if it can't be as a whole document, can a redacted document be, and that's very painstaking.
Still, O'Toole says the public can expect quite a few more documents to be unsealed in the coming months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.